winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show here today as we come to you live from Delaware Academy, set for this matchup between Delhi and Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting. We had a great win last night, Tim. Tioga taking on Sydney. Sydney coming in on the short end of that one, but boy, a great chance to see Tioga for us 2 weeks in a row, and kind of shows us the landscape of Class D going forward, as there's some great teams locally like Deposit Hancock, Walton, and of course Tioga, a little bit out of our range, but certainly setting up great for the playoffs.
Yeah, last night we actually talked about it in at Harpersville, and I ended up the program that day saying, here come the Tigers, beware Warriors, and they definitely got the full brunt of the Tigers last night.
Yeah, the Tigers, Jesse Manuel, 3 touchdowns last night. It just looked like Sydney, they'd have a nice drive, head down the field, and then just a couple of those mistakes, and you have to wonder, too, you know, just a couple of little things go their way. That touchdown doesn't get called back, and perhaps they're right back in that ball game. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll be right back to Delaware Academy. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for listening to us here today, WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. And you can also go back anytime on our WCDO Sports website and listen to games that we've done in the past. It's a link right there, the audio archive. You can click on that at any time and pull up games from last year from softball, baseball, basketball, football, any of the sports that we've done here live on the air. That is certainly a nice feature. There's games over the last couple of years it right in there. So that's a perfect way to go back and listen to some games in case you missed them if you were out of town or unable to catch the game. So again, two games here today that we'll be keeping an eye on. Obviously, we're broadcasting Delhi and Unitigo, but right down the road will be Unadilla Valley at Walton. That has some great implications within the division today because Unitigo right on the heels of Unadilla Valley in the division, and they play each other next week. I think that might be the game we go and do next week, Tim, over at Unadilla Valley. Good chance to see them as well as get another look at Unitigo.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely going to, I mean, depending the outcome of today's game, but it could really mean a lot for the Spartans and also, you know, Unadilla Valley. Great little place to watch a game. And, you know, again, these teams are all fighting for that last two or three wild card spots or whatever it is and however it ends up being, because there's so many divisions in D, and it's quite an interesting playoff system. But we talked about it last night, Nate, and I was hoping that we were kind of crossing our fingers to see that matchup of the Tioga Tigers versus the Hancock Deposit Eagles at the end, maybe, you know, as kind of a foresight kind of thing. Hopefully that's what we'll see at the end of the year.
If you're wondering about the Class D playoffs, There's three divisions. The top two from each division make the playoffs, plus two wild cards from the three divisions. So if you're looking for one of those wild card spots, you know, it's kind of a tough thing, that's for sure. But all Unitigo and Delhi can do is try to win out and see where the cards fall. I'll be interested today, Tim, to see what kind of an offense Delhi runs. We were here last week when they took on Walton. That was the first week with new head coach Mike Tracy. A coaching change in the middle of the season. They kind of went from a spread, a passing attack offense, a little bit more back to the run last week. When we were talking to head coach Frank Macroni for Unitigo, he said, we really have to prepare for both because we know they're able to do both.
Yeah, I mean, and that's great for Delhi to be diversified like that, that they can do that. They can go, you know, they can be the fun and, or yeah, I don't want to say that again.
Yeah.
I got a lot of kidding about that last night, but they're a passing team. They can run the ball. They've always been able to run the ball. I mean, for years and years and years, that's all Delhi did was run. And, you know, and the thing is they just, you know, they have so many different facets that they can use. Unfortunately, this is the first time I've seen them, so I don't know exactly what they are going to do. But on the other side, you know, with Josh Fireben, you know what's going to happen there. There's going to be a lot of, you know, some really good fakes, handoff fakes and stuff like that. The jet sweep is always a big thing for Unitigo. And then also the ability of Josh Fireben to throw the ball down the field with his great receiving crew.
Yes, certainly he has a big array of wide receivers that he can go to. And Unitigo's had some injuries this year. You look at Dawson Wilson, was probably going to be their starting running back, out with the knee injury for the rest of the year. We'll hope, you know, he can come back as he's just a sophomore. And also Kyle Spaulding, a three-year starter here for the Spartans, goes down, actually played a couple of games with his knee hurt before he realized he needed to have the surgery. So there's another senior wide receiver with a ton of experience, played with Winchester and Marzell and Wilson and those guys. And he's out for the rest of the season. So hey, that's a tough loss when you have some of those weapons not on the field.
Yeah, definitely. But that absolutely shows what I was talking about before with the heart and the intensity of the kids from Unitigo because, you know what, that kid didn't want to miss his senior year, his last year playing football for the U. And, you know, he definitely pushed it a little bit too far, and then they found out that he had to have surgery. So, you know, give him a lot of credit for trying. But, you know, hopefully he'll recover and be able to play either the winter sport or the spring sport.
What's amazing to me about that is he hurt his knee against Green, and then he was able to play against Sydney. He had some big catches, some big runs, and took some big hits in that game. And he said, you know, I just thought maybe I had a knee sprain, something along those lines, and that everything was going to be okay. So certainly a great young man, both of those guys, Dawson Wilson and Kyle Spaulding. So we're almost set to go here. Unitigo is in the road white uniforms today with the black pants and the green trim. Also the helmet with the U on the side that they've had the last couple of years. Delhi is in their home maroon uniforms with the white trim and their new helmet that says DA on the side for Delaware Academy in the maroon lettering. So we're set to go on a beautiful fall day here in Delhi, Tim.
Yes, absolutely. It's a fantastic day. We're looking out over the valley with all the fall colors and everything. It's really nice, and it's sunshiny. And the other thing I was just going to mention, a lot of pink out there, some different colors, you know, for breast cancer for October and everything. And last night we saw some teal green, I think
teal
it
green,
was,
yes.
Yeah, for ovarian cancer. So it's really nice that these kids are representing the American Cancer Society.
Those socks last night for Sydney were bought by the Gridiron Club, and they were wearing them last night, so that was really nice to see. So Unitigo is going to kick off to Delhi to start things off here, and the Bulldogs will be going right to left. And here's the kick from from the Spartans, and it's fielded right away by Delhi, and they're going to have great field position here to start right at the 50. Tim, almost looked like Jared Smith and Unitigo, who kicked off there, were trying for a little onside trickery.
Yeah, it looked like they were, because it wasn't the normal little pooch kick that you would see if you were just trying to pin him back a little bit, but it was definitely right at him. He made a nice scoop of the ball, and Delhi takes over first and 10 on the 50-yard line.
So Connor Giaffi will come out the quarterback here. The senior wearing number 18 looks over to the sideline to pick up a play. And as we said, folks, off the opening kickoff, Delhi is going to be going right to left, and they'll start right at midfield on that Bulldogs logo to start things off. And against Walton last week, we saw a lot of Dylan Cumston. We saw a lot of Austin Bedient. We'll see what we see today. A fumble on first down here, and Unitigo's going to fall on it and get the ball right back. Jacob Morrison picks it up, and boy, the Spartans get things to work out there. They'll take over right at midfield.
Yeah, real nice play right there. The center quarterback exchanged was faulty there, and that's why the ball was fumbled, and Morrison was right on top of it. Nice recovery.
Giaffe really looked like it touched his hands for about a second, went right down, and Jacob Morrison, we know he's a heck of a player on the D-line for Unitego, breaks through and gathers up the ball. So now we'll see Josh Firebend, the senior quarterback here for Unitego. We know he can throw. We know he can run as well. He's the all-time passing leader here in Section 4. And Unitego goes left to right. It's the quarterback keeper here for Firebend. He's up the middle to the 30, to the 20, down to the 15, to the 10, and a touchdown here for Unitego. They'll go up 6-0. First play of the game. No flags on the play. Touchdown for Firebend.
That looked like something we saw last night.
First play of the game last night, Tioga scored.
That's
and now
right.
we
yeah.
see Unitego do it.
Yeah, they faked the jet sweep. Real nice fake by the running back. I'm not sure which one it was. It was coming on the jet sweep, but nice fake, and the Firebend took it right up the gut.
Yeah, they had Jake DeJoy in motion, and looked like maybe they were going to try the jet sweep to him. Instead, Firebend took off and went right up the middle, and now he'll go for the extra point. So Unitego with a 6-0 lead just 10 seconds into the game. Firebend, the extra point is up and good. So Unitego, a 7-0 lead here. Just 10 seconds into the game, we've already had a fumble, and now a touchdown run for Unitego.
Yep, that's the way to really take advantage of a turnover that happens right off the bat like that. You take the ball, go 48 yards for a touchdown.
So a 7-0 lead for Unitego, 10 seconds into the game. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. First play of the game in Unitego's Josh Firebend with a 50-yard touchdown run. And now he'll kick back off to Delhi. So Unitego, a 7-0 lead just 10 seconds into the first quarter here from Delaware Academy. And here's a kick from Firebend. It's fielded by Delaware Academy. Delhi at the 40, and they're immediately tackled there. And that's where the Bulldogs will start going right to left from their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, they lost 10 yards from the first kickoff, but you know what? They're starting at the 40-yard line, so nice field position for the Bulldogs.
Let's see how Delhi bounces back after fumbling on the first play of the game, where Unitego was able to recover, and then a 50-yard touchdown run right after that. So we'll see if the Delhi Bulldogs can bounce back. Here's Giaffe under center here. Got one wide receiver to the left and one to the right. Ben Brannigan is out to the right, and now a flag on the play here from the officiating crew. Looks like against Unitego.
Yeah, offsides on the Spartans. It'll be 1st and 5 from the 45.
And so we're 15 seconds into the game here, folks, and Unitego a 7-0 lead on the road, a division game today between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. And a penalty against Unitego will bring the ball up to the 46-yard line, so Delhi is nearing midfield on a 1st down and 5. Brannigan is split out to the right side, as I was saying. He's one of their guys, a ton of weapons. Had 3 touchdowns in a game earlier this year against Whitney Point. And here's the snap, and they'll hand off to Cumpston. He's tackled in the backfield. Jacob Morrison breaking through, as well as Seth Burnham, to bring Cumpston down in the backfield.
Burnham and Morrison broke right through the line and almost got the ball as the running back was getting to the ball. So real nice play defensively by the Spartans.
This will be a 2nd and 7 coming up here for the Bulldogs after it was a 1st and 5, so a loss of 2 on the play. We're about a minute into the contest here, folks, live from Delaware Academy today. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. And Unitego, a 7-0 lead. And almost a fumble on the snap here. They'll hand it off to Cumpston, and maybe about a 2-yard gain up to the 47-yard line here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, nice little run right up the gut there for the Bulldogs. Got some positive yards, and now it'll bring up a 3rd down and about 6, I'd say.
3rd and 6, 3rd and 5 here for the Bulldogs. So we'll see if perhaps they go to the air or if they go back to Cumpston or maybe Austin Bedian. He was one of our players of the game against Walton last week, and just a big bruising running back who's not afraid to take the hit. He's in a blocking role at the moment. Here with 10:35 to go first quarter. They'll hand it off to him. Drives his way forward. Looks like he's going to be just about 1 yard short, but it takes about 3 or 4 Spartans to bring him down on the play.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of white shirt
Unitigo Spartans there trying to tackle that young man. Number 44, correct?
Yes, Austin Beattie at number 44, a senior, and just loves the game of football. I had a chance to talk to him before the game against Walton, and you can just see the passion coming out of him for the game of football. So a fourth and two here, 10 minutes to go, first quarter. And right at midfield, it looks like the Bulldogs will go for it here, having some confidence to be able to move the chains. So here is Gioffi. Backs off the line now, looks over to the sideline here. Game clock is at 9:50, and now it looks like he's going to change to perhaps punt it away here. Let's see. Here's the snap, and Gioffi will punt it. Nobody is back to receive for Unitigo, and it's going to take a Delhi bounce, and the Bulldogs trying to trap it before it gets to the end zone, and they will. So they'll pin Unitigo in deep all the way back at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play right there. They tried to draw him off sides when they didn't. When the Unitigo Spartans didn't jump, they didn't have anybody back to for the punt, so they shifted into punt formation, and they made a nice kick.
Boy, it landed about the 20-yard line and took a big Delhi bounce and rolled right down and kind of lost the momentum right as it got towards the goal line. So here's Unitigo. They started their first drive, a 50-yard touchdown run right at midfield from Josh Firebend on one play. Now pinned up against their own end zone. Got to be careful in a situation like this.
Yep, definitely, but there's got a senior leader back there.
9:37 to go, first quarter. Unitigo leads Delhi 7-0. Firebend throws out left side for Jake DeJoy. A little gain of 3 or 4 yards here gets them safely away from the end zone. And this will be about a 2nd and 6 coming up for the Spartans.
Nice little swing pass, safe flow play, get a couple of positive yards for the Spartans, and brings up a manageable second down.
Boy, you have some great weapons, too. If you're Unitigo, you have Burnham, and he's split out to the right side here. Mike Rose has had a great season, as well as DeJoy. He's in motion here, and now we'll have a flag on the play, and it looks like perhaps false start here against Unitigo, and it is.
Yeah, and that play was going to be basically the same play that Firebend scored on in the first play of the game.
So this is going to back them up here with just about 9 minutes to go, first quarter. So it'll be 2nd and 11, and Unitigo going left to right, and the ball is about, on the 5, maybe the 4-yard line here. So have to be careful in this situation. Don't want to get backed up into your own end zone. Here's Firebend, drops back to pass, throws to Burnham, a catch is made, and he gets up to about the 9-yard line here, so this will be 3rd and short coming up for Unitigo.
Yeah, nice little pass by Firebend to Burnham, and good gain on the play. Manageable 3rd down distance here, just shy of the 10-yard line.
Talking about some of the weapons Unitigo has, one out on the left wing is 6'5" wide receiver Derek Beams, certainly a guy you want to try to get the ball to on the outside. He's got Ben Brannigan on him right now, and that's a couple of inches difference there. So here it is on 3rd and 4 now for Unitigo. They'll try to run it up the middle, nowhere to go, there for Zach Youngs.
Real nice tackle right there. I'm not sure which Bulldog, I'm guessing by the hand slapping that's going on down there that it was number 66 for the Bulldogs. But we could hear the hit up here. It was just an absolutely beautiful form tackle.
Well, you have Nate Kraft and Rich Kraft, the two brothers wearing 66 and 67 for Delhi, and they are certainly talented on the D-line. So Firebend will punt this away, and it's a good one. Takes a Unitigo bounce into Delhi territory, and the Spartans will down it at about the 41-yard line. So the Delhi Bulldogs get the ball back here with 7:55 to go first quarter. It's Unitigo 7 and Delhi nothing.
Yeah, Firebend, you know, he does it all. I mean, he plays the quarterback spot, then he's the punter and so on and so forth.
Kicks
and I do
the
believe
extra
he kicks.
Point.
So kicks the extra point. So nice kick. And Delhi will take over 1st and 10 on their own 41.
So another chance here for Delhi, a good defensive stop there after they pinned Unitigo deep in their own end. So we'll see if maybe the Bulldogs can get some momentum back here after giving up that first play of the game touchdown to Josh Firebend, the 50-yard quarterback keeper that he just found a gigantic hole on. So here's Connor Gioffi and the Bulldogs going right to left. They'll hand it up the middle and a little run here for Bedient, and he's tackled for about a gain of 2 on the play.
Yep, real hard yards right there. He actually was being pulled backwards and kept his legs going to get those positive 2 yards. Nice run.
So this will be a 2nd and 8 coming up here for Delhi with 7:35 to go first quarter, 7-0 lead for Unitigo over Delhi. Here's the snap and another handoff to Cumpston. He cuts back to the left side, gets to the 45, but again he's driven back. DeJoy was in there for Unitigo to make the initial stop, as well as Josh Holbert.
Yeah, the backers are right up on the hip pockets of the offensive line or defensive linemen for the Spartans. So there's a lot of men in the box right there.
third and six now for Del High, coming up on 7 minutes to go first quarter. 7-0 lead for Unitigo on the road here at Del High. So again, a tough spot to be in here if you're Del High. A little third and six. They'll hand it off to Cumston. Left side, bounces out. Nowhere to go, though, as again, DeJoy is right in there as well as Jared Smith to make the tackle for the U. Flag on the play.
Yep, DeJoy and Jared Smith made a nice play on the defensive play right there, but there is a flag on the play.
So we'll see what the call is here from the Zebra crew with 6:51 to go in this first quarter. It's going to be a face mask against Unitigo, so this is really going to help out the Bulldogs. Boy, after they make a great stop there, this will give Del High a nice moving of the ball, 15 yards, and didn't see who that one might be on.
Yeah, no, I couldn't either, and it looked like it was away from the ball where the play was, so it kind of is a little frustrating for the Unitigo Brain Trust.
So this is going to move Del High into Unitigo territory for the first time today. Ball's going to be at the 38, and they pick up that first down. So that would have been fourth down there for Del High, perhaps another punt, but now a first down, and Gioffi's got three wide receivers to the right, two to the left here, and he's in the shotgun. Quarterback keeper, though, goes up the middle as he had some pressure coming, and he'll pick up about 2 yards on the play. You wonder if that was designed that way or if he just took off because of the pressure.
No, I think it was kind of a new formation. They had been running out of the I formation there for a little bit, so they went to a little bit of a wildcat look and just let him take it on his own.
So we'll have a 2nd and 8 coming up here for the Bulldogs. Game clock is down to 6:10 to go first quarter. Unitigo leads 7-0 on the road against Del High. Hand off to Cumston. He's got a little running room, but there it is. Unitigo again closing the hole very quick with Morrison and Zach Youngs on the tackle.
Yep, Zach Youngs was a real nice play from his position there on the defense, but also number 65, you said it, came from the other side of the field to help assist on that tackle.
Well, Morrison was our defensive player of the game a couple weeks ago when Unitigo faced off with Bainbridge Guilford. And so far in this first quarter, he's everywhere, it seems, for the Spartans. Recovered that fumble on the first play of the game as well.
Yep, right around the ball.
5:35 to go first quarter. Unitigo leads 7-0 here at Del High today. And this will be a 3rd and 7 with the ball on the 35. Man in motion for the Bulldogs. And this goes a direct snap to Austin Bedient. Maybe picks up 4 or 5 on the play. A little trickery there from the Bulldogs, snapping it right to Bedient, who took off and gets down to the 30.
Yep, they actually made it look like they were going to run the jet sweep on that one, and they faked it out, and Bedient took it up for a positive gain. Brings up a nice little 4th and long 2.
Fourth
for the Bulldogs?
4th and 2, yes, with the ball on the 30. They're going right to left. They're in Unitigo territory. And again, Bedient in the wildcat. And here's the snap. He's going to keep it again to the left side. He's going to maybe pick up the 2, a long stretch there. Again, it'll depend on the spot here, I think.
Yep, definitely. He did everything he could to get that ball out in front of him. We'll see what it is.
4:44 to go in this first quarter. A 7-0 lead for Unitigo, and I think the Spartans would like a measurement here, but we'll see what the crew says or if they'll give the first down. Right now on the clock, it looks like they'll get the first down here for Del High.
Yeah, I think that they're going to be just a tick short based on what we're looking at, but
well,
they're going to tell us here in just a second with the measurement.
Chain gang is coming out to look at this, and boy, it's going to be very close here, and it looks like... Boy, this is a first down by about a hair, I would say.
I lost that bet by a hair.
Yeah. Boy, very, very close. And Del High really gets it by the skin of their teeth.
I thought they were going to have to get the piece of paper out on that one.
Boy, I mean, from where we are up in the press box, you couldn't really tell how much the nose of the ball was over, but it just makes it. So Del High will keep the drive going. They are on the Unitigo 28. 4:35 to go first quarter here, folks. Thanks for joining us today on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. 7-0 lead for Unitigo, but the Bulldogs driving here, folks. And again, they go to the Wildcat here. A direct snap to Austin Beattie and hands off to Ben Brannigan. Cuts the corner left side and gets back to the 20 and now down to the 17. He's a small guy out there, folks, wearing number 11. But, boy, when he turns the corner, he's got some speed and some moves.
Yeah, he's very shifty. He made a couple guys miss and then just knows how to get the extra yards by putting his head down and finishing off the run.
4:10 to go first quarter, 7-0 lead. Unitigo on top of Del High, but the Bulldogs have it down to the Unitigo 17. This is going to be, again, the Wildcat formation here with Austin Bedient kind of running the offense here for the Del High Bulldogs, a new look that we haven't seen in the other two games we've seen them this year. And he'll keep it, and go up the middle for about 2 yards here before he's brought down and tackled with 3:45 to go in this first quarter.
You've seen them play a couple times. Have you seen Beeding it throw out of this?
No, have not seen him throw out of this. Mainly just, you know, fullback or running back. So this is a new look we haven't seen for Del High. Second and six with 3.5 to go, first quarter. 7-0 lead for Unitigo. Boy, you never know this year what the Bulldogs are going to throw at you. Doesn't mean they haven't done it in one of the games we haven't seen them, but certainly seems to be effective on this drive. Hands off again from Beattie into Brannigan, and he'll bull his way forward inside the 10 down to about the 8, and we'll see if this is enough for the first down, Tim.
It's going to be close again, I think. It looked, but based on the mark by the officials.
And so we'll see.
About a half a yard, maybe a yard.
So a third and inches here, third and one on the clock with 3 minutes to go, first quarter. So a big play here coming for the Bulldogs, and we'll see if the Spartans defense can hold. Unitigo a 7-0 lead on a 50-yard touchdown run from Josh Firebend. And here's the snap to Bedian. This time he'll hand off to Cumpston, cuts it back, and finds the back of the end zone. Touchdown for the Bulldogs. Dylan Cumpston, a senior here on Senior Day, gets Del High on the board.
The wrinkle is, and he can't throw the ball. They run a counter off of it. Real nice play right there by the Bulldogs.
And tell me if I'm wrong, that's the first time they've run the counter out of that.
Yep, first time I've seen that.
So that was nicely designed. And a 7-6 game now with 2:41 to go first quarter. And we'll see if they'll go for the extra point or if Del High will go for two. Looks like at the moment they'll set up to go for two. And if they can get the two, this would give them the lead. If not, it would remain 7-6. So a good job by Del High to weather the storm and come down and get this long drive for a touchdown.
They are actually going for the extra point for the kick. They were looking for the T is what the delay was.
Corey Koff will come in to kick this one for the Bulldogs. Snap is high, but it's down, and this one will be low. A line drive is no good. So the score, Unitigo 7, Del High 6, 2:41 to go first quarter. We'll step away for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Saturday Football here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to Dave Kelly Field here live from Delaware Academy today in Del High up on the hill. A beautiful fall day for football. 2:41 to go first quarter, and Unitigo leads Del High 7-6. An entertaining first quarter so far. Unitigo with a long touchdown run on the first play of the game, and then Del High just a nice long drive here, just capped off by a touchdown run from Dylan Cumpston a moment ago. So the Bulldogs will kick off here to Unitigo. Zach Youngs is back to receive for the U. And here is the kick. A booming kick through the air, and this one is fielded here by Ropes for Unitigo. And Ropes will go right up the middle, still on his feet to the 30 before he's gang-tackled here by the Bulldogs. So Unitigo going left to right in the white road uniforms today will start on their own 30.
I tell you, we were very, very close to seeing an incredible collision there, but Ropes just sidestepped the oncoming Del High attacker and made a miss. So nice little run back by Ropes.
So 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 7-6 the score, and Josh Firebend and the Unitigo offense out once again. Seth Burnham out to the right side. Jake DeJoy out to the left as well as Beams. They're going to throw to DeJoy to the 30, and he's only going to get maybe a yard or two. Really a nice stretch there to pick up the extra yard, though, for Unitigo.
Yeah, you definitely see that these kids are watching the pros and the college kids because they're doing that, stretching the ball out, just getting that extra half a yard to a yard, getting it out there.
If you're a coach, do you like to see that, or are you worried maybe that thing's going to pop out of there?
Well, you know, you got to trust your athletes and let them do what they do, but you know what? If they do it and it doesn't work, then you got to say something to them.
Second and 9, a handoff here to Zach Youngs to the left side for Unitigo. Gets up to the 35, maybe a gain of 2 on the play. This will bring up about a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7 for Unitigo. 1:50 to go, first quarter. 7-6 lead for Unitego. Going to be a third and five with the ball in the 36. The Spartans going left to right. And Firebend drops back. Beautiful ball up over to Seth Burnham. He catches it at the 30. Down to the 25, to the 20. And he's tripped up. Finally down at the 15. A huge pass play from Firebend to Burnham.
Yeah, it was a really nice pass. I just trying to figure out why the Spartans had two guys in the same pattern. The poor kid from Delhi was all by himself and was man-to-man on one guy, but he actually guarded two.
It was a good tackle by Sean Gillespie there for Delhi to catch up with Burnham. Otherwise, he was headed for the back of the end zone. So now Unitego, after just about a 40-yard pass play, gets it deep into the red zone here. They're at the 15-yard line, a first and 10 with a minute 30 to go. First quarter, they hand off to Youngs, and he bowls his way down to the 10, now to the 9, before he's brought down by Cumpston of Delhi.
Real nice run right there. Finished it off really nice by putting his head and shoulders down and got a couple extra yards because of that.
Second and 3 coming up here for the Spartans as we come up on 1 minute to go first quarter. Unitego leads 7-6 on the road here at Delaware Academy. Thanks for joining us today here on CDO. Second and 3. Firebend is in the shotgun. He's got Youngs to his right. Hands off to him. Goes to the left side. Avoids a tackle to the 5. Down near the goal line. Stretching forward and a flag on the play. We'll see what the call is here. I'd say he got down to about the 2 or the 1.
Yeah, it looks like where the officials are marking it right now, it's down by the 2. We're waiting to see what the flag is on the play.
The flag came out right as Youngs hit the pile there as he was trying to drive his way towards the end zone. And we'll see what the call is. This one will go against Delhi.
Okay, it looks like they're calling legal use of the helmet. Apparently, he must have taken a shot at somebody's head on that one. That's why they're doing that. So they're going to get half the distance of the goal, which is 1.
Yeah. Well, there's such an emphasis on that now with all the concussion stuff that they want you to lead with the shoulder. Am I correct?
Yep, absolutely.
So they said early this year that they would be very wary of those kind of calls, and they'd immediately make that type of a call. So here's Firebend. Technically a first and 10, hands off to Youngs, into the end zone, and a touchdown here for Unitego. Zach Youngs, the junior, drives his way in for the TD.
What? Youngs with a nice little splash into the end zone there. Nice job, and got the 1 yard that was needed. So 6 points for the Spartans.
So what really set that up was the long pass play, about a 40-yarder from Firebend to Burnham. And again, Unitego, the offense clicking here today. 53 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter, and Firebend is on for the extra point. Jared Smith for the hold. And here's the snap. It's clean. It's down. Firebend the kick, and he just didn't get enough under that one. Went right into the line. So the score will remain Unitego 13, Delhi 6. 53 seconds to go first quarter. We'll step away for a quick break here on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
53 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Unitego, a touchdown run from Zach Youngs, and they lead on the road here at Delhi today, 13-6. Welcome back to Dave Kelly Field. Nate Lull with you here, as well as Tim Cutting. Glad to have you along on a beautiful fall Saturday afternoon here on CDO. Firebend will kick off, and Delhi will receive with Sean Gillespie going right to left. Waiting for the whistle, and Firebend will approach here for the Spartans. Another little squib kick that will be fielded here, and Delhi will just fall on this one, and they'll start at about their own 34-yard line. Austin Hitchcock with some good hands there to just fall down and make the play.
Yeah, real nice play by the young man, number 4 from Delhi. Would have liked to seen him take a couple steps up the field, but you know what? He put the ball down on the ground and made sure his team had the ball, so nice job.
Well, we saw last night, Sydney and Tioga, sometimes if you don't field that cleanly, bad things can happen and put your team in a bad situation. I guess better safe than sorry there for the Bulldogs. 52 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitego with a fresh 13-6 lead. And again, the Wildcat formation here for Delhi. And here is Beattie, and he's going to throw A nice ball down the near side and just through the hands there of the receiver for the Delhi Bulldogs is, again, beating it. That's the first time we've seen him throw out of that formation as he was going for Connor Giaffi, who's normally the quarterback. He was split out at wide receiver down the left wing.
Yeah, that was an interesting play, and actually we asked if he could throw. Well, he just proved that he can. Real nice coverage on the play by one of the Spartans, number 80, definitely made it very difficult for the receiver to catch the ball.
Tyler Jordan in coverage there, and now this will bring up a 2nd and 10 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Bedient once again. He's got Brannigan in the motion, and he'll hand off to Cumston instead. Again, a little counter play, and he'll get up to about the 36, gain of 2 on the play.
Yep, that was the play they scored on down at the other end on the last possession, and they tried to run it again, and Unitigo snuffed it out, stopped it for a short gain.
3rd and 7 coming up for the Bulldogs. Game clock is down to 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitigo leading Delhi on the road, 13-6. And here is, again, Bedient in this Wildcat. Cumston is in the backfield with him. And now Connor Giaffi will go back to the quarterback position. We'll have a flag on the play, and this one will go against the Bulldogs.
False start against the Bulldogs. Push them back another 5.
So this will make it certainly a long 3rd down here, 3rd and 12 coming up. So back them up to, let's see, about the 26 or so. No, it's only going to be about the 31, actually. And so the Bulldogs there on a 3rd and 12 with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Game clock is starting, and we'll see if Delhi even tries to get the playoff here. Down to 10 seconds, they'll break the huddle. We'll see if they can get the snap off as game clock is down to 5. And it doesn't look like the Bulldogs will get this final playoff here in the first quarter.
They definitely came out like they were really concerned about it, that's for sure.
So that's the end of the first quarter with Unitigo, a 13-6 lead, excuse me. Over Delhi, we'll step away and we'll come right back with the start of the second quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter here at Delaware Academy as Unitigo leads Delhi 13-6, and now another flag on the play, but this one will go against Unitigo. Delhi with the ball.
Yeah, so the false start is negated by the offside, so they're back to where they were. So it's still another 3rd down and long 6.
And just an out-of-town score update. This one might surprise you, Tim. Unadilla Valley, a 12-0 lead into the first quarter on the road at Walton today. So the Warriors finding themselves in a 12-0 hole. And now Connor Giaffi will be chased out of the pocket, pass one up to Austin Bedient. Looks like he's going to have a completion here at the 40 here for Delhi. So a nice play for the Bulldogs.
Nice play, and the quarterback was running for his life on that play. And just before he was going to get hit, he got rid of the ball, and a nice catch by Bedient.
So this is going to be a 4th and 4 here. Here for the Bulldogs. 13-6 is the score. Looks like Gioffi's going to try to punt it away. This one high up in the air. This one will bounce down to about the 30-yard line, and that's where Delhi is going to down it here. So this is going to be at the 31-yard line. Unsure of the time here because the game clock was actually counting up and not down.
Oh, I've never seen that. It is. It's 12:21 to go in the quarter.
12-minute quarter is now at 12:21, so we'll see if that gets fixed here.
Can't say I've ever seen that.
13-6 the score, and Unitico is going to take back over with the ball.
11:39.
So they're currently fixing that on the scoreboard. Looks like it's going to be about 11:39 or so. Boy, that was a nice play there from Giaffe to Bedian, and it was a third and long, and they came up about 4 yards short. But if they can continue to use that wildcat a little bit and then put Giaffe back in from time to time, I think it really has to keep the defense on their toes.
Yeah, I think the Unitico, though, will know, though, once Bedian's back there, that it's going to be a full dose of the sweep with the wide receiver. I can't think of his name right now. I apologize for that. But then also beating and keeping the ball, but then also number 22 on the counter.
Yeah, Compton, the running back there. Never know where he's going to be in any of those formations. So still working on the clock here. Looks like they're going to put it down to about 11:40 here to go. So really there was only about the one or two plays there. So 11:40, now 11:39 to go here in this first quarter. Second quarter, that'll get us back and set here, 13-6 the score. Spartan touchdowns from Josh Firebend as well as Zach Youngs. Mike Rose is in motion. They'll hand off to him as Unitico in the white uniforms goes right to left. Gain of maybe one on the play here for Rose. Nice job by the Delhi defense to break through and shut down Rose and really close that hole pretty quick.
Yeah, number 68, the defensive end, made a really nice play for the Delhi Bulldogs there. He actually got rid of his blocker and made the tackle right at the right time.
So down to 11 minutes to go here before the halftime break, early portion of this second quarter. Second and 9 coming up for Unitico. They lead Delhi 13-6. And here's Firebend, drops back in the pocket, throws to the far side for Rose. A nice catch and up to the 31 as he was out onto that right wing side. But again, good coverage there by the Kraft brothers for Delhi to bring him down.
Kraft brothers were right there, but it was a nice little flat pass out there to the wide receiver and got a positive gain.
So this will be a 3rd and 6 coming up here for Unitico. 10.5 to go, second quarter. Unitico going right to left. The ball is on about the 31-yard line here. So 6 yards needed for the Spartans. Jared Smith is in motion, quarterback keeper for Firebend, and he's brought down right as he got to the line there by Nate Kraft. And this will bring up a 4th and 5 here for Unitico. Let's see what they decide to do.
Firebend was looking like he thought he saw a lot of daylight, and then all of a sudden it closed up by number 44 of the Bulldogs.
So 10 minutes to go here, second quarter. 13-6 is the score. Looks like Unitico will punt it away, and they will with Josh Firebend. A good booming punt that will take a Unitico bounce down to the 20-yard line here, and Burnham is there for kick coverage as well as Beams, and it'll be down at the 19. So that's where the Bulldogs will take back over going left to right with 9:49 to go here in the second quarter. It's 13-6, Delhi trailing Unitico.
Nice flip of the field right there.
Yeah, that was, again, a nice punt from the very athletic Josh Firebend. Still don't know if we'll ever see anything that tops his left-footed punt on the run last year against Sydney. I know we bring that up a lot, but still one of those plays that just sticks out in my mind.
I wasn't on the air that night, but I do remember that because I was on the chain crew, and I'll never forget that because I was watching him run away, and I'm like, there's no way he's going to kick this ball, and all of a sudden he did it with his left foot.
So Delhi will take back over, and Connor Giaffe is back under center, a handoff up the middle here looking for Bedian, and he's brought right down at the line. Burnham was in on the tackle as well for Unitico, as well as Dean Reed. So 9:40 to go, second quarter. It'll be a 2nd and 9 coming up for Delhi.
Yeah, real nice defensive play by those two young men from Unitico.
13-6 the score, Unitico on top of Delhi. Bulldogs break the huddle, and it appears for now that Giaffe again will be under center. He'll back up into the shotgun now. Looks over the coaching staff here. Looks maybe a little confused on the play on this 2nd and 9. Goes back under center. Will throw to the far side. A nice catch here for the Bulldogs. And sprinting down to the 40 to the 45 before being brought down by the Unitico defense was a great play there by Corey Koff.
Yeah, they had a receiver in the slot, and then they also had a wide receiver way outside, and he ran a quick slant, and he hit him right in the numbers. Great throw and catch.
So Koff gets all the way up to the 45-yard line, and what we thought maybe was a little confusion, maybe a broken play, turns into a big first down and about a 20 to 25-yard gain there for the Bulldogs. So 8:55 to go, second quarter. Now they'll hand off up the middle again for Bedian, and he's brought down maybe a gain of one on the play there for Bedian.
Yep, nice play right there. I was just going to say, I just noticed that, how far out their wide routes are for the Delhi Bulldogs. They are way, way wide.
13-6 the score. Delhi on 2nd and 7. They're trailing 13-6. Another run up the middle. Nowhere to go for Cumston, and he's brought down maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
It looks like they're going to be just into the Unitego Spartans territory with a 3rd down and about a long 4.
3rd and 4, 3rd and 5 coming up here for Delhi. They're right on that Bulldogs logo at midfield here at Delaware Academy. 8:10 to go before the halftime break. 13-6 the score. Spartans on top. Hand off to Cumston, brought down by Morrison. Big tackle in the backfield here for Unitego.
Big number 65 just comes flying through the line and makes a great tackle for a loss.
Boy, and he is a beast out there, broke through the line and brought down the runner. So hard to do to catch someone and pull him down and make it look that easy.
And he's not a small guy, you know, and he has pretty good speed and quickness, so that's a pretty scary combination.
Jacob Morrison, 6'2", 290, and just a junior, so another full season ahead for him to be a thorn in the side of some of the offenses here locally. So they'll punt this one away to Jake DeJoy. Catches it at the 20. Lost his footing and was brought down there by Ben Brannigan of Delhi. So that's where Unitego will take over, going right to left at their own 20-yard line. 7:23 to go, second quarter. Unitego leads 13-6.
Number 11, Brannigan, with really good kick coverage right there. DeJoy thought he was going to have a little room, and it was closed up real quick.
So the Unitego offense, led by Josh Fireben, the senior quarterback, back out onto the field here with weapons everywhere. Smith, Beams, as well as Burnham and DeJoy, as well as Mike Rose, who had a big game against BG a couple of weeks ago, was our offensive player of the game. So quarterback keeper here for Firebend. To the right side, he gets to the 25. Stiff arms outside to the 30, and that might be enough for a first down there as he got right to the chain gang there and was pushed out of bounds.
I'm guessing he did get it. Nice little quarterback keep on that play, and a good gain for Josh Firebend.
Boy, when he gets to the edge sometimes, he refuses, it seems, to go out of bounds as he put that stiff arm out there. You wonder sometimes if that makes the Unitego coaching staff cringe a little bit, because he's willing to take that big pop along the sideline.
And deliver the big pop. You know, he's going to put his head down and his shoulder into the defender if you're not ready.
Coming up on 7 minutes to go here in this second quarter. And the snap, Firebend will throw out to Mike Rose. Rose lost the ball. It's on the ground. It looks like Unitego's got it back. And the signal is that Jared Smith did gather it up. Delhi upset about that, as at the bottom of the pile, Austin Beattie had the ball.
Yeah, that was a real quick call by the official. I mean, as soon as the ball was covered up by Delhi, there wasn't any time for him to wrestle around, the Spartans. Delhi didn't have any time to wrestle it out, but they did come out with the ball, so that was a little bit of a quick call there.
So 7 minutes to go here exactly in the second quarter, 13-6 lead for Unitego. A fumble recovered here by Unitego gives them a 3rd and 1, and they'll hand off here, trying to go up the middle, nowhere to go. I believe that was Youngs on the play. Actually, no, it was Ropes.
Yeah, it was Ropes, and he ran into a wall of maroon on that play, and hence the short gain.
So this will all depend on the spot. Ball is right on the Unitego 30. Little conference here by the Zebra Crew, and they're going to call a timeout here, and they're going to bring the chain gang out, I believe, to measure this one.
Second time today those guys get a little run out onto the field.
Tim, you've done the chain gang for a number of years. Can't be an easy job to do down there.
It's not a hard job, but it's interesting because you get such a great perspective of the game of football. I mean, you're right there with the kids, and you're right there with the the coaches and everything. And it's something that I have always liked to do, just because I'm so close to the action.
Well, and Unitego comes up just a little short here, so this is going to be 4th. I'd say really about 6 inches here. That was really, really close.
Yeah, it's real close, and the ball's on their 30-yard line, so this is a pretty gutsy call right here.
Six.
And obviously they probably are going to be going for it, and it's probably going to try to draw somebody off sides, or maybe they'll run a quarterback sneak or something like that.
6:39 to go, second quarter. Clock runs down to 6:30 now. Firebend will have the quarterback keeper, and he's got to avoid some pressure here from Cumston. He goes left, now cuts back to the right. Can he get around the corner to get the 1 yard? I believe he did. Scampers out of bounds. boy, Delhi upset because they had Fireman dead to rights, and he finds a way to get it done.
I think he ran 25 yards to get one.
I agree. He went all the way towards the right side of the field and then came all the way back and just found enough to get around the edge.
Yeah, that is, like you said, it was very frustrating because Delhi did have him dead to rights in the backfield, and it would have been a big, big momentum swing right there to stop him on fourth down.
So a first and 10 now for Unitego. Ball on their own 33. Fireben looking over the middle. He's going to throw deep down the field. It's into double coverage. Burnham comes down with it. He's at the 30. Flag on the play. To the 20. Tries to stay in bounds, but is tackled, and we'll see what the yellow flags is for.
I'm wondering if this is not going to be against the Spartans because it looked like he may have pushed off.
So we'll see what the call is here, but another big connection from Fireben to Burnham. He caught that in double coverage, Tim.
Yep, real nice throw, too. I mean, that was right on the money.
So we'll see what the call is here from the officiating crew with 6:11 to go in the second quarter, and Unitego a 13-6 lead on the road, and it's against Delhi.
Okay, so the
Flag on the play goes against Delhi.
It was pass interference against Delhi, so I had it wrong.
So Burnham is, he went out at about the 20, and it looks like that's where they're going to spot the ball here. So he got probably an extra 10 yards after the catch.
Yeah, Rose, a good, we talked about that last night. Yak. I love that word.
That's right.
Yards after the catch.
So 6:10 to go before the halftime break, and another big connection. Second of the day there between Fireben and Burnham. They had one in the first quarter as well that went for over 30 yards. Those two very comfortable together. Cousins, too, so maybe a little family connection as well.
Play a lot of family football, you know, at Thanksgiving time and all that stuff, you know. Sure they do. Get the old Nerf out.
Yeah. I don't care if Josh Fireman's throwing the real ball or a Nerf. I think that thing is coming in hot, that's for sure. He throws a heck of a spiral.
Yeah, throws a real nice ball, and that was a really nice throw. But now on this first play, ball to start against the Spartans. Back them up.
So this is going to be 15. First and 15, as you said, Tim, with 6:11. To go before the halftime break, 13-6 the score. Unitego on top of Delhi here. A Class D division game here that both teams need to keep their chances of perhaps making the playoffs alive. Here's Firebend under center. Ball is on the Delhi 24. Unitego goes right to left. They hand off to Rose. Works his way forward to the 15. Still on his feet somehow before being tackled there by the Delhi Bulldogs, but Rofe's a nice little run, and you know, this is the first time we've seen him really get involved this year on the running game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've done a couple games for Unitego, and I don't remember seeing him, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to give him a lot of credit on that run because that was some serious perseverance.
Second and 7 coming up here as Fireben stops, throws over the middle. This one to Jared Smith. Smith working his way down to the 5. Not sure how Fireben got that ball in there because it was a sea of maroon right by Smith.
He threw a seed. I mean, that was absolutely just on the line the whole way, and, I mean, it, right in the numbers, number 9.
Jared Smith, a great catch there. And Smith, one of those guys, very versatile, can come in, play quarterback, as well as wide receiver, good defender as well. So this will be a first down for Unitego. The ball is on the 5. They'll hand off to Rofe. He goes to the right side, and he's driven back there by the Delhi defense. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play there as Eric Merwin came in for the Bulldogs tackle.
Yeah, that was interesting because he got to the end of the chain. The kid had his hold of the back of his jersey, and once he got to that point where there was so much tension, he just yanked back and made the tackle.
5 minutes to go, second quarter. Unitego leads 13-6. They're looking to add to it here. It's a 2nd and 10 now. They'll hand off the ropes through the middle. He's tripped up. Maybe a gain of 1 or 2 on the play. It's going to bring up a 3rd and goal here for the Spartans.
Yep, 3rd down and goal to go inside the 5.
4:40 to go here before the halftime break, and Fireben looking over to head coach Frank McCroney, getting some of those signals, and now looks like he's going to take a timeout. We will as well. 4:35 to go before halftime. Unitego leads 13-6. It's going to be a 3rd and goal when we come back here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:35 to go before the halftime break. Welcome back, Nate Lowell. Tim Cutting with you here on CDO, live today from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy, and Unitego will have the ball. A third and goal opportunity here. They lead 13-6. Head coach Frank McCroney taking a timeout to make sure everybody's on the same page here for the Spartans.
Yep, they're coming right to the ball.
So this ball is on the 3-yard line here, folks, and Unitego trying to punch this one in. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Fireben is in the shotgun, throws far side and into the back of the end zone, and a touchdown here looks like on that far side. That will be Mike Rose with the touchdown here for the Spartans with 4.5 to go before halftime.
Rose ran a little 3-yard hook, made a nice little turnaround, and boom, there was the ball. Nice throw.
So Fireben to Rose makes it a 19-6 game with 4.5 to go before the halftime break, and we'll see if Unitego kicks another extra point. Looks like they're going to go for two here.
Yeah, that probably will go for two to get that extra point in there for going into halftime.
So Unitego sets up again. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Here's the snap for Fireben, looking to his right across the middle of the field. This one just too tall there for Seth Burnham, off his fingertips and out of play. So 19-6 the score. Unitego on top of Delhi. 4:30 to go before the halftime break. We'll take a 30-second break as well here on CDO.
We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitego touchdown by Mike Rose gives the Spartans a 19-6 lead with 4.5 to go before the halftime break. You want to stay tuned. We'll hear from Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, an interview with him at the halftime break as well. So Unitego will kick off to Delhi as the Bulldogs will go left to right to start things off. Another little squib kick here is not cleanly fielded here by Delhi. They'll have to chase it back into their own end, and they'll start at about their own 26-yard line here.
Yeah, that was interesting. The ball got past the first line, and then the Bulldogs were running back to grab it, and then the Spartans were showing up right at the right time, but one of the Bulldogs had pulled back and made a nice block to keep the Spartans get away from the ball. So they did keep possession.
First and 10 now for Delhi. Ball is on their own 26. They're in the maroon and white here today. Unitego's in the white with the black and the green trim. And Delhi going left to right. This is Connor Gioffi. Hands off on first down. Right side run here for Cumpston. Cuts back to the 30. Driving his way forward up to about the 32. So the game clock down to 4:20 and still ticking. This is about a 4-yard gain here on first and 10 there for Delhi.
Nice little 22 with a real nice run right there. Gives a good down and distance for the Bulldogs for second down.
Picks up 6, so it's going to be second and 4 here. We're down to 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Unitego with a 19-6 lead on the road in a divisional game against the Delhi Bulldogs. So here is Gioffi under center. He has Beattie and Cumpston in the backfield, and Brannigan is split out to the right. Here's the snap on second and 4. Tries to go over the middle there for Brannigan through his fingertips. Good coverage there by Mike Rose of Unitego.
Mike Rose scored the touchdown and then was right in the right place on that pass play.
Brannigan, one of their very fast receivers, had a couple of multi-touchdown games this year, and so far today been a little quiet, but they try to target him there, and maybe just a little too tall on the pass. Brings up third and 4 for Delhi with 3:45 to go before the half. 19-6, Unitego on top of Delhi. And now it looks like the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout here with 3:45 to go before the halftime break. And just another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Last we had at the end of the first quarter, Unadilla Valley was leading Walton 12-0 on the road. Not an easy place to go and play on a Saturday, so nice job by the Storm. We'll get you another update at the halftime break as well. So always a tough place to play on a Saturday. Walton coming off a big win here last week against Delhi, and they're fighting for one of the top two spots in the division as well, right behind Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, and the thing is we talk about it a lot, and you know what they're going to do at halftime, and obviously Coach Hoover is he's Coach Hoover. He's going to make some adjustments, and he'll find a way to put some points on the board, I'm sure.
I was going to Walton earlier this week to watch field hockey, and right behind the field hockey game was the Walton football practice. Boy, it was kind of neat just to peek over there once in a while and see what they were doing, see how he operates a practice. Really, really neat to see. That was a great field hockey game that day as well between Afton and Walton. So that was fun to go over there. We've been covering a lot of different sports this fall between volleyball and field hockey, boys and girls soccer, as well as our normal football coverage. Here's a direct snap to Bedient here after the timeout for Delhi. He's going to work his way forward. Needed 4 yards on that third and four, and I think he got it here. They'll move the chains.
Good first or good third down run for a first down by Bedient.
3:40 to go before the halftime break, so the clock is going to become an enemy here of Delhi, or they're going to have to keep a tough eye on it here. They do have a first and 10, but the game clock is ticking down to 3.5 to go before halftime. Delhi trailing 19-6. So here's the Wildcat with Bedient. Brannigan is in motion here for Delhi. Bedient will hand off the counter there to Cumpston. He's going to work his way forward up to about midfield. He'll get to the 48 as Delhi goes left to right.
Yeah, they ran that same counter play again, and that's been a big, big play for Delhi, and they get a first down on the first down. So good, positive 11, 12-yard run for Cumpston.
Ball's at the 49. They're right on that Delhi Bulldogs logo at midfield. Beautiful day for football here, folks, live in Delhi from Delaware Academy. Thanks for joining us. 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Another counter play here to Cumpston. Cuts back, gets into Unitigo territory, tackled by Seth Burnham at the 45. So Delhi putting together a nice little drive here, Tim.
Yeah, they are. They got a nice little momentum going here, and Cumpston's carrying the ball for him, and right there he gets another 7.
Game clock down to 2:45 and ticking. 19-6, Unitigo on top of Delhi. 2nd and 3 now, ball's on the 44 as Delhi is in Unitigo territory. Brannigan again in motion. And it's a quarterback keeper now for Bedient. He dives forward to the left side. Looks like Jake DeJoy got a piece of him there to trip him up.
He actually put his knee down a little further back, so it's really not even a gain. He got back to the line of scrimmage, so it's 3rd down and 3.
3rd and 3. Clock continuing to tick down to 2:15. And we'll see if Delhi, you know, maybe uses some of these timeouts. Both sides have 2. And we'll see Delhi continuing to let the clock go down to about 2 minutes here. 3rd and 3, ball's on the 44. Again, Brannigan in motion. Wildcat keeper here for Bedient. Plows his way forward, and I think he's got enough for the first down. Going to be close here. He hit the pile and then just kept moving. Flag on the play.
Late flag. Late flag.
Boy, maybe a little chippiness here after the whistle there. You never know what happens at the bottom of that pile, do you? So 1:50 to go here before the halftime break. Looks like this one's going to be on Unitigo.
And that's going to definitely be a first down, unsportsmanlike, against the Spartans.
And we'll see how far this moves the ball as well. Again, boys will be boys, I guess you can say, in that big pile, but you got to be careful. Have to just be able to keep your cool in there. So let's see how far this moves the ball up here as they'll walk it off. This is going to be well deep into Unitigo territory. Going to be close to the 25, going to be about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, and big, it definitely is always the second person to get
the And we've all been in that situation at least once, I think. 1:52 to go here before the halftime break. Unitigo leads 19-6. 1st and 10. Ball now on the 27. They'll hand off to Cumpston. Avoids a tackle in the backfield. Maybe only a gain of 1 as Rofes was there to make the tackle as well as Burnham.
Not sure who it was in the backfield right away, but they didn't make the tackle, but they disrupted that play, and that definitely made it hard for Cumpston to get that 1 yard.
Delhi has to be aware of the clock. It's down to 1:25 to go before the half. 2nd and 9, ball's on the 26. We'll see if Delhi maybe picks up the pace a little bit here with this urgency. Still looks like they'll be in the Wildcat here with Austin Bedient running things. Brannigan in motion from right to left. Bedient's going to pass to the left side. He's got a receiver. Gioppi brings it down to the goal line. Is he in? We'll see. He's down at the 1, it looks like, with 1:04 to go on the clock. Bedient to Connor Gioppi there for Delhi.
Yeah, that was a nice throw, and I'll tell you what, the official was right there. He tried to put that ball over the end zone, but didn't quite get it. There's a minute left, and they are on the six-inch line, I would say.
Boy, very, very close. As again, we've talked about it. He tried that long stretch but was just a little short. So now the game clock is ticking. It's down to 55 seconds to go before the halftime break. Delhi trails Unitego 19-6. Boy, this would be a lot of momentum here for the Bulldogs if they could punch one in on first and goal. Down to 45 seconds to go, and Delhi gets up to the line. They'll go back to Giaffe under center. Here's the snap, tries to bull his way forward. He's in for the Delhi touchdown. So the Wildcat pass from Bedient to Giaffe, and then Giaffe, the quarterback keeper, to punch it in.
The old quarterback sneak works like a charm from that six-inch distance.
Boy, 36 seconds to go in the half, and that was certainly a big one there for Delhi to punch one in. And now over, they'll go for two, it looks like. No, they're going to kick the extra point again. So 19-12, and we'll see if Delhi can punch it through. The extra point is up, and that is in for the Bulldogs there. Corey Koff puts one home, and with 36 seconds to go before the halftime break, it's Unitego 19 and Delhi 13.
Yeah, back to 6 points, and Delhi showed some really nice reserve there and came back and scored late in the half, and we'll see what the Spartans do with that last 36 seconds. And two timeouts.
Yes, two timeouts. You never know with a quarterback like Josh Firebend. So 19-13 the score. Unitego on top with 36 seconds to go before the halftime break. We'll keep it right here. But when we head to the halftime break, we'll hear from Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, his thoughts on how much this game means this week to Unitego. So 36 seconds to go before this halftime break, and Delhi will kick off to Unitego here.
Do you have any idea what that noise was?
I believe the PA system here. Just having a little bit of an issue there. I thought maybe they were going to shoot some fireworks off.
I thought it was like we're back in Unitego when they fire the fireworks off.
That's true. If you were listening to us a few weeks ago, Unitego shot off some fireworks and I think scared us right out of the window of the press box. Was not expecting that one a few weeks ago. You never know what you're going to get here on CDO.
No, you get tackled in the booth. There's all sorts of things that happen.
That's true. You did get tackled in the booth once by the infamous Harry Graves. Came up and lowered the shoulder and made a nice clean hit on you to say hello one night.
Decleated me.
So Delhi is going to kick back off to Unitego, a booming kick, and this one will be fielded by the Spartans. Here's Ropes at the 15 to the 20 to the 25 going right to left, and he slips and is brought down at about the 27. So with 31 seconds to go, Josh Firebend and the offense will come out now. Do you maybe take a shot here, or do you get into the locker room safely with the lead if you're Unitego?
I think you take a play and you see what you get. Obviously, you've got Josh Firebrand, and then you also have Burnham out there and Beams and everybody. I think you can take a shot here. I don't remember with the two timeouts. Can't remember who got the ball first. I don't know if Unitego is going to be kicking off to Delhi at the beginning of the half.
Delhi had the ball first.
Oh, they did. So yep. This could be good.
Yep.
I mean, this could be real big. Looks like they're going to go for it.
Here's Firebend. He's got five wide receivers heading down the field. He throws to the left side looking for Beams off his hands and out of bounds. That would have got them to about the 40. Boy, it went right into his hands. Looked like he had a good shot, but that was double coverage.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they had five guys in that pattern. They had five wideouts on that pattern. So they're definitely not sitting on this 6-point lead.
25 seconds to go before halftime. Unitego on the road here at Delhi, leading 19-13. Second and 10 coming up. Unitego going right to left. Ball is on their own 27. And again, four wide receivers, and they'll just do a little sneak play here to Smith. Smith's going to throw. He's got Burnham wide open and just overthrows him by about 3 yards. Oh, my goodness, a great designed play there by Unitego. A little trickery, and it almost worked, folks.
Oh, yeah, and Burnham was, I mean, he was all by himself. That would have been six easy. And looked like about 5 yards before the ball got to him, he kind of stumbled and it broke his stride and made it hard for him to get to the ball.
Tim, were my eyes deceiving me? They faked a handoff, and then it looked like Firebend threw it behind his back to Smith, who then threw it down the right sideline.
Yeah, it looked like Steph Curry making a pass in the lane.
It did. It looked more like a behind-the-back pass there. 18 seconds to go now before the halftime break. It's 3rd and 10. Unitego will take a flag on the play here. So they've taken two shots down the field, and now a false start will back them up 5 yards.
With 17 seconds left, you know, you got to be thinking, okay, well, take the easy throw out into the flat and see what your athletes can do for you.
It's interesting because we saw Delhi right before halftime last week against Walton try a play, and the Warriors picked it off and ran it back right down to about the 20 or so, and it's like, boy, at the end of the half, you never know what that gamble is going to do. Mm-hmm. So it could pay off or it could really hurt. So a 3rd and 15, ball's on the 23, and Unitega will take the safe road here and run it up the middle, and that should do it for the first half.
I was going to say that when you just said that about the interception from Walton. The thing is when Josh is throwing the ball, he's throwing it 35, 40 yards down the field, so that's almost like a punt. So even if they do intercept it, they get the turnover there and just like a punt.
Well, that's going to do it for the first half here. 19-13 the score, Unitego and Delhi, and a very exciting game here from Delaware Academy. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Unitego head coach Frank McCroney. We'll look at the out-of-town scoreboard, get you an update on that Walton and Unadilla Valley game, as well as talk about this one here during our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Real good game, and that's what we expected here today between Unitego and Delhi. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a break and be right back here on CDO.